everyone. I'm Lauren MacIver.
And I'm Teresa Rocha.
And this is
Teen Mom Time.
We're here to fill you in on all the fights.
Why are you so white trash?
All the custody battles.
Corey's trying to take our kids from me.
All the romance drama.
Getting divorced, period.
And so much more.
High, high. You're both high.
I just try to be a good person and a good role adult.
On this week's episode, we'll be discussing the latest with Janelle and David. Are Cheyenne and Matt still together? And so much more. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm not good. I'm very sad.
Why are you sad?
Guys, we have really sad news to report. Today is Gina's last day at RadarOnline.com.
Sorry.
Now, how many years have you been here?
Five and a half.
Wow.
I know, a really, really long time. It's like pretty much my everyday life. You know, your job is your life.
Yeah.
It's like the structure of your life. So it's going to be weird. Yeah. I'm not really sad yet because I'm just like tired and I want a break. So
it doesn't feel real probably, right?
No, it doesn't
like
feel real.
I just feel
like
work on Monday.
Like I'm on a vacation, which I never take anyways. So it's like weird. It just feels like, oh, I'm going to have like a few days off and then I'll be back. But then I won't be. So again, it like reminds me of college. I remember like at the end of college, I was so tired and so drunk. I'm not drunk.
No, it's
just
true.
Not anymore. But I'm just saying like I was just so sick of like, I was like, I just want to go home to my parents. And I was like, okay, I'm ready now. What now? And then you're just kind of
it hits you.
Yeah, it hits you. So I think I'll be sad, but I'm not sad today.
Could you go over some of the biggest teen mom stories you've broken? Because before I came onto Radar, you were the teen mom queen.
Yeah.
I know. It's true. I'm the premier teen mom reporter.
You're the OG reporter.
In the world.
Whenever we talk to like the teen moms, they always bring up Gina.
Oh my God.
What they do?
Jeremy. Yeah. He's always like,
Matt
oh my God.
Fire.
Yes, Matt. But Jeremy's always like, Gina, right? I'm like, yep.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not a good thing, right?
No. Because I used to do when he was cheating on Leah with like two different girls or like sexting people. Mm. So I did that. I did like Leah possibly being on drugs. I was first to bring that up. And I'm glad she's doing well now. Basically, I did right
TR
when
TR Juice.
Oh, right when she was dating that guy, the trainer.
Matt's kids.
Oh my God. Yeah. All of Matt's.
Not all
right. Yeah. Drama. Million kids.
We know. We're like going way back.
Yeah. Because I remember her coming in. She was like, oh my God, Matt is so mad at me. I broke that he has like an eighth kid, ninth kid. It's just like every day. It was just
And I would
ongoing.
Pick it up for OK, because I was at OK Magazine at the time. So I would always check Radar to see what stories you broke. And then I would just pick it up.
Yeah.
Going way back, I'm one of the first people who did stories on Janelle's being arrested before she started the show and her problem and Kiefer's various problems and his addiction and the fact that he had been to rehab. So I remember I did a feature on that and I was like, we knew like this girl was going to be something else.
Yeah.
You had
Kaylin breaking up with Joe and dating that guy, Jordan.
Yeah.
I remember I did that.
You broke some Jordan stuff.
That's so long ago.
Season one.
Wait, who are some other Teen Mom people?
Chelsea. You did a lot of Chelsea
and Adam.
Oh, I've
done so many. All of Adam's arrests and his restraining orders and all of his problems with the law, which there are many.
Yeah.
That was like an ongoing thing. I started doing Teen Mom when I was at In Touch Weekly, when it came out like 2009, 2010. So I did it then. And then when I was at Us Weekly, I did a few stories, but not that many. Oh, I remember I broke that Leah was pregnant with Addie there.
Oh, wow.
But I did mostly features there, so I didn't really do a lot of news. And plus, they do more like cooperative things anyways
right.
at the time at least. And then when I came here, I picked it back up again and I started doing Chelsea and Janelle and I don't know what else. What were you going to mention?
I was going to say you were a reporter during like the fun Teen Mom times because it was like every day Janelle was getting arrested. Kiefer was getting arrested. There were so many court hearings.
Wait, I was or I wasn't?
You were.
Oh, yeah. I did all of those. Going to rehab.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
A lot of them. Yeah. Did you break anything with Ryan?
Not really. I feel like that was before people really realized how troubled he was.
Yeah. I feel like back then Ryan didn't really do too much.
I feel like you've done a lot of that. I don't think I did much with that.
I know, because now you're
I did probably like
Macy Radar.
Yeah, I did Macy like dating different people. Like she had that guy Kyle.
Kyle. Remember? Yeah, I think I still follow him on Instagram.
Kyle. I do too. He has the cutest kids.
Yeah, his kids are really cute. I'm like,
he wasn't that cute though.
No. That's why it's weird.
Okay. His wife is really pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, but, well, good for them.
But wow.
I'm sure there's more. I just, like, it's so long ago. I can, like, barely remember. And so much has happened.
Amber going to jail?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I covered that. When she got out of jail, I remember covering that extensively. Yeah. And the fact that Gary was dating. Oh, I think Gary's dating Christina.
Did you break that?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to say for certain because there might have been. Remember there was this blogger, like, Teen Mom Talk?
Yes.
Named
yes.
Heather? I feel like she used to do what the Ashley does.
Did she stop? I used to go on Teen Mom Talk.
Yeah, I think she disappeared. Yeah.
So I used to go on her set. I remember when I came on to OK, I think, and they wanted me to do Teen Mom, I remember Melissa, our old boss, sent me all the sites that you used to look at.
Yeah.
And Teen Mom Talk was on there.
And you then sent them to me.
Then I sent them to Lauren.
I don't know what happened to her. But she used to cover a lot. And I remember, like, I would talk to her or whatever. Yeah. But I remember Amber getting out of jail and then the whole thing. And then Christina and Gary getting married and all, and like her life after prison, which was super interesting. The girls have come so far.
I know.
I mean, some of them have. Others are in the same spot doing the same things.
Yeah.
So I know, but I love Teen Mom and it's been so fun to cover them.
Yeah.
And I really wish them all the best. And it's been so crazy that we've seen them grow over 10 years.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
And it seemed, yeah. Wow.
But you could still get the news with us.
I know. I will still be listening.
Yeah. Are you still going to listen on the way to work?
I will. It might make me too sad, though.
Yeah.
This is actually making me really sad.
Yeah.
So we should go into the top three.
Okay. Yeah. Let's continue. But
getting into the Teen Mom top three. So Leah, we've been talking a lot about her and what she's kind of been up to in California, allegedly, possibly a cult. So what do you have with that? Because this is just so interesting.
Yeah. So this story came out in October, end of October, maybe beginning of November.
You
broke it.
Yeah. Thank you. I just can't remember when it came out. So there were she was at all these events. I explained it. There's three stages to this organization. It's a self-help organization that has been accused over the years of being a cult. In the 80s, it went under a different name, LifeSpring, and that ended up being a cult. And then the owner of it today bought the rights and kind of transferred them over and started this new name, MITT. And after we broke the story, Leah posted a quote from the owner of the alleged cult, kind of confirming she's in it. And then she stayed quiet about it. She hasn't posted about it. I told you that she was hashtagging all of the, trying to get celebrities like Rihanna, Beyonce to join.
Ricky Martin,
Madonna, I think was one of them. And she's been quiet for a few weeks. So I Googled some hashtags on Instagram and saw that people are still hashtagging. There was an event over the weekend in California. And Leah, although not tagged, is in the background of all these photos.
Yeah.
So she's still in it and she's kind of staying quiet about it. But I wonder why, if it's not a cult.
Yeah.
So why are you staying quiet about it?
Yeah. And I wonder what her next step is, because it seems like she completed all three.
Yeah. It seems like she completed all three.
So now what?
So I've been trying to figure out kind of, like what now? What are we doing now? But all the people I've spoken to don't make it through the three stages because it's so emotionally draining.
Yeah.
And they often quit the first time or the second round. Leah has been through all three. So I don't know. I mean, in typical organizations like Scientology, they do a lot of manual labor. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure what's happening now, but it looks like it's just a lot of group events.
Yeah.
And maybe she'll be more of like a team leader.
I think so.
Well, it seems like she's already trying to recruit people, which I don't think you do immediately in most organizations. So
no, I remember she hashtagged SP, which is like the last level.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you recruit people. So she's definitely at that stage. But yeah, I mean, I don't think that they would kind of give her the dirty work. Because
she's a celebrity they want to treat her well so she could be a really good public face for the company and want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And believe in it. So.
And I'm kind of shocked that the company, the alleged cult, doesn't want her to post more about it because she has such a big following.
Right.
And I wonder if they will allow her to talk about it on the show.
I think maybe because of all our stories, they're kind of like, wow, this is kind of starting to get a little backlash. Maybe like, you can still come recruit people, but let's try to cool it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Or maybe they kind of are pride themselves in being more underground and more like discreet. So, and she's kind of doing it in a more grassroots sort of way instead of speaking out so publicly. But it looks like she's still involved from what you can tell. So,
Yeah, I mean, she definitely has a lot going on. So maybe this has been beneficial for her.
Well, she doesn't have Jeremy anymore, as we saw from, we're going to recap the episode later.
Yeah.
But it kind of seems like she has more free time on her hands.
Yeah, and if she gets the girls every other week, she could go there. Mm-hmm. But I mean, flying to LA or anywhere in California where
it's far.
Yeah.
And it's expensive if you go there that often. Like she had never been traveling this much before.
No.
So, I mean, I guess good for her if she's using it in a constructive way.
Yeah.
But
I just hope
more will be revealed, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to keep on it and try to uncover more. But yeah, hopefully she knows what she's doing and she's being safe.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go into our second topic this week. One of Lauren's favorite couples, Cheyenne.
Stop using the word favorite. I just stopped using that word.
Cheyenne Floyd and her boyfriend, Matt Walker. That's his last name, right, Walker?
Yeah, I don't even know.
I don't know his last name.
Yeah.
E-Mex.
Yeah.
They have split, Lauren thinks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of social media evidence that proves that they may have ended their relationship. Could you go into it?
Yeah, so fans started noticing that they deleted their photos of each other on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
They still follow each other. I think because they don't want to just put it out there that they have broken up. So I think they're slowly just trying to be like, okay, let's just not make it a big thing. However,
phase it out.
Yeah, I guess when I first started seeing it on Reddit and Twitter, I was like, how do people notice? You know, are you just scrolling through Cheyenne's Instagram every single day? And you're like, wait, like, where are these photos? So everyone is saying that they split. Weird timing because Corey and Taylor announced that they were expecting.
Yes.
So a lot of people are saying, is this possibly because Cheyenne had like serious baby fever?
I honestly think she probably gave him an ultimatum. I think Corey and Taylor getting pregnant. I mean, obviously, we know she wasn't a fan of Corey dating Taylor.
Yeah.
She probably always thought in the back of her mind they would split because they were never solid beforehand.
Yeah, she called Taylor his bed buddy.
Bed buddy, yeah. And now that she's pregnant, I mean, I think she always kind of thought they'd get back together. And now that she's pregnant, I think she was kind of like, okay, Matt, like, we need to.
Our turn.
Yeah, our turn, yeah.
Well, he didn't want to move as quickly as she to California, so
he wanted to move, but he wanted to get a roommate.
Okay, well, move in with her.
Yeah.
It wasn't on her timeline, so I think I remember she was frustrated with that. So maybe this is related to how fast. And I mean, she was talking about engagement rings in front of her whole family with him there,
and it was like the second episode.
Yeah, he's like, what?
Yeah,
and she was like, I always said when Ryder turned two, I would have a baby with whoever is there. And he's like, whoever is there.
Yeah.
He didn't like that.
Yeah. I mean,
understandably.
That's hard. Yeah. When she's throwing out all these ideas and what she has in her mind and it's just not adding up, it's a lot. But overall, I think she should have given him more time if they did split because.
I mean, they did. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't posted each other in a few days. She's been doing like Instagram Q&As because that's all the teen moms do because they don't work.
Constantly.
It's so annoying.
Bristol constantly does Q&As.
Always. That's all the top five. Kale has done them a lot more. Chelsea does them all the time for hours, but when you don't work. But Cheyenne has been doing it. Nothing about Matt. Like, it's been driving me crazy. I'm like, someone has to be asking.
And are people asking?
Maybe. We can't see like the questions that people have been asking.
Okay. So, I'm thinking of
live.
Oh yeah. If it was an Instagram live, I would be on there being like, okay, tell us the truth. But I've tried reaching out to Matt. He has not gotten back, which is also weird. But I think they split. I'll be really sad if they did because I loved them together.
I didn't like them together.
Really? Why?
Well, I broke that story that he was accused of like domestic violence against his ex.
But wasn't that when he was like 18? He's grown. He's mature. I know. It's still horrible. Like, but he's like almost 30 now, I think.
Yeah, but in the police report, he like pushed her to the ground.
No,
I don't know.
It was horrible, but
and
I think
also,
he changed.
I would like to know that they broke up after I published that story. Not soon after, but
yeah.
A few
when did
months.
You publish it? Oh, yeah, just 6 months after I posted the story.
It's definitely because of that.
They finally read the story. But yeah, I mean, I'll be really sad if they did.
I just feel
I
like,
won't be losing sleep over
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I just think that the whole relationship was just so much pressure. Like, did she even like Mads yeah. or did she just want someone to have kids with and be engaged to?
Right, and to keep up with Corey and Taylor. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously yeah. she was in love with Corey, and it must be really painful to watch him move on so quickly with this new girl, especially yeah. one who she didn't like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that she, even if she was perfect, she probably wouldn't like her anyways. Yeah. So,
yeah. Even Corey said that. He was like, I feel like she started dating Matt to keep up with us.
Oh, I
yeah.
do too. I mean,
but I don't know.
I feel like when you love someone, it comes natural and you want the same things.
Yeah.
It's if it's one-sided and you're always the one pressuring, giving ultimatums and saying, I just feel like, how is that going to be a good relationship in the future?
Yeah. Well,
I think she wants
not.
Someone who's on the same page with her. And he's like, yeah, I love you so much. Like, let's jump into this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she's such a pretty girl. She'll do fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll move on.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
She'll find someone else. Yeah.
The teen moms are never single for long.
Never single never. For long. Leah never. Was single for a bit. Sort of. But then, like.
But she had things to figure out.
For sure. I mean, they yeah. all have things to figure out, Teresa.
Sorry.
People could really use, I think a lot of them could yeah. use the time off, but.
No, yeah. Chelsea was single for a while.
That's true. But then she was hooking up with Adam, like, oh, a yeah. lot of the time, too. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I feel like she wasn't actually single. I feel like she always had Adam.
Yeah, and she was, like, focused on him. And
in
then
and out.
She's been dating Cole since, like, 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember that because it was, like, I just started and she started dating him, so.
Yeah. Flashback.
Yep.
But yeah, so we'll see. Maybe it'll be on the new season. Maybe they'll finally answer my questions via DM, anything. But fingers crossed, they didn't break up, but we think they did.
Yes.
All right. We'll move on to the biggest story T-Mom has ever seen, almost, Janelle and David. So Teresa broke on Radar that Janelle is living in Nashville now and just like really settling into life there. She at first, like, it seemed like she was just going there temporarily to get away from David, but it seems like she's completely starting over with her kids there. Teresa, do you want to talk more about it?
Yeah. So basically a source told me that Janelle has moved to Nashville. It wasn't just a temporary, let me get away and, you know, kind of get over this breakup. She has gone in an apartment there. She's there with Ensley and Kaiser. It seems like Nathan is there at times.
Mm-hmm.
She has the support of her family. And yeah, I mean.
I wonder why Nashville?
A source told me that she has people close who live there. So she does have some sort of support system there.
Right. And then we've also heard, this is just allegedly, that there are laws there that will help protect her from David throughout the divorce and the restraining order that are more strict than they may be in other states.
Yes. I did some research, and in Tennessee, you have to wait 6 months before you're a resident to file for divorce. That's common, actually, in a lot of states.
Mm-hmm.
But in Tennessee, you're actually able to expedite the divorce if there is abuse. So it seems like that's what she's trying to do.
Right. She's going to make, and she's already set in writing these allegations as part of the restraining order.
Yep. She's doing all the right steps.
It seems like she's making really smart decisions to protect her and her family, mm-hmm. which, I mean, I'm happily surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's good for her that she protects herself and her children, her entire family. So it sounds like she's doing everything right for them.
And the fact that she's really trying to mend her relationship with Nathan to have a good co-parenting relationship.
Yeah.
And she was in court with David, was actually in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they have a restraining order, if they're in court on court grounds, they are allowed to be around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the restraining order, as Teresa found out, was extended for a few weeks, and then they will return to court.
Yeah. So I asked the clerk in Davidson County, why did Janelle's attorney ask for this to be continued? Because you would think they would want to kind of set this in stone permanently ASAP. And the clerk told me that at times lawyers do ask for it to be continued so that they can get witnesses. So there may be, you know, they're probably trying to get people to kind of confirm her abuse allegations against David. So that can be why. And yeah, 2 weeks from now, there should be another hearing to hopefully make it permanent. We saw that David is in Nashville. He posted from a Nashville bar with a bunch of nice country music.
One of my favorites. So that was really sad to see.
And Radar also reported that David is furious because Janelle left him with no money, left him with no kid. But he has his eBay career, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
Selling coat racks.
Made out of railroad spikes. Yeah. Yeah. That is.
I mean, he's going to have to get a job again.
Yeah.
And just really start working to support Marissa, mm-hmm. who's still in his custody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, more will be revealed on this, but it seems like Janelle's taking all the right steps, and she's been having a good relationship with Barbara again. She had been even before the divorce, but it seems like maybe she almost like set these things up. So when she left, she would have the support that she needs.
Yeah. Well, we saw on the show whenever something bad was happening with David, she would always call her mom. Mm-hmm. After she claimed that he almost like broke her collarbone, she went out with Babs afterwards and was telling her what happened, even though it was kind of like a lie because she was like, no, everything's fine. But whenever something bad was happening, she would always reach out to her mom.
Right.
On this week's Teen Mom Tease, Amber Porwood is going to be back in court with her baby daddy, Andrew Glennon. Check back with RadarOnline.com and OKMagazine.com to find out the latest on their ongoing nasty custody battle.
All right. Should we recap the season finale?
Sure.
Of Teen Mom 2.
I'm excited.
That was really quick. That was a quick season.
It was a quick season. It was a boring season.
Yeah. It was definitely boring at times.
Well, no Janelle.
I know, no Janelle, but I mean, we did get some good Jade moments. So let's talk about Jade, because I think hers was probably the nicest, like most boring.
For once.
Yeah. I mean, her and Sean.
I hope it works out for them. Yeah.
It's not going to work out for them. I'm sorry.
But like, I mean, I feel like she's just so desperate to have like a support system. If anyone shows like improvement, it's just like she doesn't have her parents. She doesn't have, I mean, I think she has friends, but like she needs a family member to rely on. And the fact that she needs like childcare for Chloe, if he shows improvement, I feel like that's like all the hope she needs.
I understand. I just think, what was it, 4 months?
He said that they were broken up for 4 months.
I mean, let's think of why they broke up. I mean, she literally thought that he was going to shoot her with her gun because he was being so suicidal and so just emotionally unstable.
Yeah.
And I don't think 4 months is enough for someone to change. I mean, he has been on and off on drugs and he needs like actual rehab, not just outpatient that he kind of goes to, kind of doesn't. Mm-hmm. I just think he needs to really work on himself and get the help he needs before he can get back together with her.
Yeah.
And she should know that.
His behavior seems so erratic on the show. Right now, he seems like a great guy. But then like a few months ago, he was acting completely insane on camera. So it's like,
but that's how it is.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he said, that he's suffered from addiction. I mean, that's like kind of what it is, but it seems like it's almost two different people and it's really scary for her. And she has to deal with her parents and their substance abuse issues. And it's just like, I really feel for her because I feel like she has nowhere to turn. Well, except Sean now, but
she's getting it from all angles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really mature of her to look out for him when he didn't have any hot water or anything and be like, at the end of the day, you are the father of my child and I want what's best for you. But she has to be very, very careful because it's only been 4 months.
That's fine of her if she wants to have, you know,
a good friendship.
Stay with us. You can see Chloe more. Win-win.
Yeah.
But then he goes on the bed and kisses her on the head and hugs her. It's like, no, but you guys are, you're probably sleeping in the same bed. Like, you guys are probably back together.
And he said, to a great girlfriend.
Yeah. Right. And she was like, what?
But I feel like she made that face because she's like, my family's here. I don't want to say it right now.
Not
like,
on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She was like, wait, we did not have this conversation.
Yeah.
So, oh, yikes.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're probably back together. I was like waiting for a post or something because when she was here and we asked her, you know, are you guys still together? She was like, tune in. So it's like, okay, but we really don't have answers yet. But
I guess
maybe
that means yes.
Yeah, but for now, yes, it seems. Leah and Jeremy.
I'm so glad. Like, they needed to cut that off.
I'm
like,
so it proud was, of her.
I know.
At the end of the day, it's like he doesn't have the time.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the mental. Like, it just isn't going to work out.
Yeah.
They broke up. he's not around and she needs someone who's there for her. And people get divorced for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't think you can just casually date after you divorce someone. I mean, what do I know? But it just seemed like that he wasn't going to give her what she needed.
Yeah.
So I think she made the right decision.
Yeah. And I feel like he didn't really want that yet, because all he was saying was, yeah, I agree. And she was like, no, you're not telling me how you feel. You're just agreeing with me just to end the conversation, kind of.
And then he's like, yeah, I'm getting pulled over.
Yeah.
She's like, all right. Typical Jeremy.
Yeah, exactly. He just doesn't have time for anything. A lot of people were saying on Twitter, I was reading, people are like, Leah had it made with him. Like, he was never around. So, like, best husband. Like, he was never home. He was only home on the weekends. They're like, damn, that girl really screwed up a perfect marriage because he was never there to annoy her. But
no, but, like, you need someone who's going to be there.
For
and, like,
three kids.
Yeah.
He was never. I mean, the thing is, going into that marriage, she probably knew he was traveling 5 days a week, but they were also really young, and I don't think you realize the impact that has. So it seems like she really needs to just move on.
Agreed. She needs someone who's home with her, who can help.
So I think that you can get back together after a divorce, only in this situation, because they were so young and she was going through a lot, and I feel like him being so young, he didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
it was a lot on like a 23-year-old, you know.
Fair.
And I think that Leah, if they got back together, I think it would last because of how, like, much better Leah's doing, how committed she would be. However, I don't think Jeremy is in that place. I mean, work always comes first for him. It comes before Addie. I hate to say it, but it does. He goes months without seeing her.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. I mean, he's career focused. Do you think it's a bad thing?
I don't know.
No, yeah. No, he always says, like, he puts work first. Yeah. To give her the best life.
Right. And I mean, that's just the type of person he is.
Yeah.
I still think he's a great dad, but I just don't think that he's ready to give it all to Leah. And I think them ending it right now is what they need to do. I mean, if he really wants to, maybe try to get somewhere closer to home where you can be around a lot more.
Yeah.
But he could have done that already and he hasn't. So I just don't think.
Well, do you remember Jason said that? He was like, I don't understand why he just doesn't find a job closer to home so he could see Addie more.
Yeah, but can he? I don't know. I mean, how that's the pipeline
works. Exactly.
Yeah, that's his career.
I think he goes where the work is.
No, yeah. He's always Nashville, like, travel. He's always traveling and, like, doing, like, deals and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, again, I don't think that's a bad thing. I just don't think it's what Liam wants.
It's just not working out between them.
Yeah.
It's not about good or bad. Yeah. It's just, like, it's not going to work out with them.
Mm-hmm.
At least for now, and she needs to move on.
Yeah, and I love that she realized that on the way to divorce court with her sister.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, I'm having really bad flashbacks of my two divorces. Like,
oh,
I don't
want
to go through this again. I was like, typical teen mom scene.
And I loved the flashbacks they showed. I didn't remember this when Jeremy was like, before, like we need to break up, you have to get your stuff together. And then he was kind of like giving it hope. Like, before we can even think about it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had said that. So he kind of left it open-ended when they had divorced.
Yeah. And all those really bad hairstyles from Leah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, throwback. But I'm happy it's done. It's over. And then now they can move on.
Mm-hmm.
Kale's scene was absolutely heartbreaking.
Oh. You guys can take this one.
Yeah.
No, I just felt really bad. It's such a sad situation.
Yeah.
My dog Yoshi, who was a guest on this podcast, sadly passed away. He filled in for you.
Yes,
from,
he did.
Like, serious health
problems.
He was eating the microphone. But it's just, like, the most heartbreaking thing when you have to choose to put a pet down. And it seems like she made the right decision because his life was no longer he couldn't just, like, he was very, very ill. So, but I know it's, like, really hard to have to explain that to children. So it looks like she handled it in a really good way.
Yeah. I was reading social media. Everyone was just applauding her for the way she handled it, the way she talked about it to three children. Isaac is 10, Lincoln's 5, Lux is 2. And the way that they handled it too, Isaac, I was bawling. But I think it's great that she gave them the opportunity, saying, if you want to be there, if you don't, no right or wrong, it's totally up to you.
Right.
It was heartbreaking.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
It's the saddest scene I've seen on Teen Mom in a while. Yeah. For me, at least.
Yeah. A lot of people said that was possibly the saddest scene on Teen Mom 2 ever. Mm-hmm. And I was bawling. And I was watching it this morning. Again, I had to get time codes. And I was like hysterical crying on my desk. I was like, I can't watch this.
Oh, poor Bear.
Yeah, poor Bear.
R.I.P.
Yeah, Bear, we have known since Isaac was 2. He was always on the show.
Yeah, and it's important. I feel like a lot of times in different shows, they don't like really take the pets. They don't really consider the pets. And it's like Kale like treats them like part of the family. And I think that's really nice.
No, yeah.
People can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I treat my dog like a child. Right. Teresa's like, I don't get it.
Child. I've never had a dog.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
That's my child. That's who else? Brianna and John.
I have a lot to say about this, but you go first.
If she indeed did end it over text message like that, that's and then got mad he wasn't reacting the way she wants, that's kind of ridiculous. For if you've been in a relationship with someone for a year, that's serious. You need to at least pick up the phone. I know they're long distance, but you need to like have more communication than that.
Especially since he technically didn't do anything wrong. Like, it's not he like was being a jerk to you over the phone or hasn't texted you in a week or cheated on you. Like, well, that we know of.
Yeah,
like
the whole, right. Oh, the whole pregnancy thing. Yeah, that whole thing.
But I just don't think he deserved that. Like,
he seemed like a good guy.
He seemed like a good guy.
And then she got that house, and like didn't really factor him in, even though they had talked about living together or him moving down there. So it was just like, I feel like for her, I don't know her personally, but I feel like she pushes people away because she's been so burned by men in the past. Like all these men in her life, in her family's life. So it seems like she just like didn't want him to get any closer and just kind of pushed him away. And it's really, if that is indeed the case, that's really sad. So, and then Teresa, you had a different theory on it.
I have a conspiracy theory on this.
Oh, sure.
Okay, we're going to take it back. Do we remember when Kale broke up with Jordan in the park?
I don't remember this.
Okay, she broke up with Jordan and he was like sobbing. They were in like a park and she was like kind of laughing and she got a lot of heat at the time because people were like, oh my God, you're so cold. Like, you're breaking up with this guy. He's so upset and you're laughing. And Kale explained how she'd already broken up with him like a few days prior, but it wasn't on camera. So MTV kind of had them do the scene again. So she was kind of like, okay, you're being like an actor right now because I broke up with you 2 days ago.
That's
and now
amazing.
You're acting. Yeah. Anyway. So I think she had broken up with him prior.
Brianna.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that MTV didn't get it on camera. So she sent that little text because the way he responded, save it, Brie. Like, I feel like he knew what was happening. He's like, yeah, okay, this is for the cameras. Then when MTV came, he didn't want to be on camera. So I think all this was just fakery.
Ooh, that's an interesting theory, but I feel like it kind of stands up.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be the first time that sort of thing has happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They always set up scenes.
When Macy told Us Weekly in an interview that she found out she was pregnant with Maverick at her doctor's office as they were putting her birth control in, then on the show, she's like, Taylor, I should take a pregnancy test. Okay, Macy, we have one in the bathroom.
Okay.
I feel a bump. This is weird. I'm drinking too much beer. And then it was like, just kidding, I'm pregnant.
She's like, Taylor, it's positive. What? Like,
I know, that was really bad acting.
Yeah. There's been different scenes like that. I'm trying to think of others.
Yeah. And she's like, what are we going to do?
When, like, I feel like Macy told Taylor about the restraining order. Like, she's like, let me tell you what happened.
She's like reading
it. He threatened me. And it's like, clearly he knew about this. You're married.
He's like,
you
didn't
save it for the cameras, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes the acting's just so bad. Like, oh, wow. Like,
no, it is very true. But that's a very interesting theory. I mean, Howie did reply, save it, Brie.
Also, she can be really cold. And the fact that she bought a house for her family and not him without telling him first.
I know.
Well, she shouldn't, first of all. No girl should buy a house for a guy.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, without his consideration.
I think that,
Since he was moving to Florida to be
for
with her.
And then she's like, he wasn't factored into any of her future decisions.
I think she should have been like, hey, I'm buying this house. Would you like to contribute and live with me?
Right.
Yeah.
But what's even weirder is when I spoke to her, she said, this house is for my mom. I'm going to live in it for about 2 years.
She bought it for Roxanne.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said, I want to get my mom situated. I'll live in it for maybe 2 years, make sure she's okay, and then I am buying my own house for me and my girls. I spoke to her September, I think it was.
Okay, that's what she said.
Yeah. So this is not her forever home. So when she was talking with John, she was like, I just don't want to pick the girls up and just keep moving them around. Well, that's weird. You told me in September that you are going to.
See, there's already so much fakery behind this.
Yeah. I was like, so let's say John did move down to Florida and in a year or two, you guys move in together. I mean, she's only, what, 24?
25, maybe.
Yeah. So in 2 years, if you guys move in together, then that's fine. So I feel like she was just pushing him away and she was just using the house as an excuse.
I think your analysis on this is the best one.
Really?
Yes. That she's pushing him away. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, she had Devon, Lewis, both basically abandoned her when she was pregnant and afterwards. Regardless if Devon came around later on. Still, he's still absent at times or makes big mistakes. Look what happened with Javi.
Oh, right. Yeah. And then, like, she doesn't have a relationship with her dad.
Nope.
No.
And Roxanne is single, from what we understand. Yeah. So she's just felt really burned by all the men in her life. And I mean, it would totally understandable she feels that way.
No, yeah.
Totally I feel like it's like a ticking time bomb. It's like, wow, it's been a year. It's been great. When is it going to blow up?
Right. Yeah.
And I think those screenshots of the other girl claiming to be pregnant, I feel like when that happens, even if it's not true, I feel like there's always like, well, there it is.
You know? Like, oh, he's a bad guy. Let's cut this cord and run.
Because she said in DR, she started feeling it. And DR was the trip they took right after.
Yeah.
For their anniversary and her birthday.
Just like that fear kicking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard not to believe something like that. If someone sent that, like,
yeah, because they were messages from him, and I was like, man, if people are actually taking the time out of their day,
who is taking the time out of their day to do that?
And that's like,
to, like,
really
fake the screenshots. Yeah. I mean, there are crazy people out there. She's a celebrity, so I think it's possible it's not true, but we never had evidence to support either.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
and then
Chelsea,
Chelsea. What do you think about Chelsea?
Oh my God, his mom.
Donna.
She's so, like, I feel like they're enabling Adam by, like, always protecting him and not really understanding the severity of his mistakes in the past and how that affects his future. And I guess she was, I mean, first of all, it was weird because we could hear, like, only mumbled, garbled versions of her end of the conversation because she's never been on camera. There are certain, like, teen mom grandparents that have never been associated with the show, and Adam's family is included in that.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, so frustrating to understand what Chelsea has gone through and to have Grandma Donna, as she's called, kind of throw it in her face. And, like, what does Adam need to prove? And it's, like, there's a lot of things he could do. Go to visitation. Yeah. Get a job. Stay sober and prove that you're sober. Show up to all her games. Like, show up to all the school events. I mean,
call her on her birthday.
Call her on her birthday.
Call. Can't even pick up the phone.
What killed me was when Chelsea was like, do you want this or does Adam want this? Like, did Adam come to you and say this? And she's like, no, I did. I would have hung up right there. I would have been like, there's your answer.
Right. Like, they're lucky enough that they get visitation once a month. That's like beyond what Chelsea, I think, has to do legally. Yeah. She doesn't legally have to have them have a relationship with their granddaughter if the father is not in the picture. Mm-hmm. So that's just, I really feel for her because, I mean, I used to do a lot of stories in Chelsea. This has been going on for 10 years. Can you imagine dealing with an ex for, like, constantly and his constant disappointments for 10 years?
Well, like what Randy said, how old is she, 10?
Eight more years. Like, you're halfway through, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
But even after that, like, I mean, there could be situations they have to deal with. Like,
I mean, if, you know, Aubrey
wants
to have her own relationship with Adam and tries to reach out and Adam hurts her when she's 20 or something, she's going to go to Chelsea and event.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this is just never going to end. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how frustrating that is for her. And I really, really felt for her this episode about how she's getting grief for something. Yeah. Like, she should be applauded by his family for all she's done for Aubrey and for the extended family, like the parents. So that was just really frustrating to watch.
Yeah.
And then for her, what did she say? It was inconvenience for her. Well, what's inconvenience for her?
Yeah.
You pick her up.
Yeah.
You have her for a weekend. You bring her back. Like, because, like, Adam can't be there, but, like.
Okay, but then how is that inconvenient for her?
Yeah, you can't come here.
I mean, I don't blame Chelsea because if I remember correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it always supervised visitation? But then there were times where Adam would take Aubrey to his house.
There, she accused Adam's parents of basically not following the rules and letting Adam go off with her, or like, bring her to his house.
Mm-hmm. Out with that guy, Justin, when they went and got ice cream.
He would drive because Adam didn't have a license, I think.
Yeah, and it's like that wasn't, he already broke the rules.
Yeah.
It's like he has a lot of work to do to prove that he's a stable and loving father. Mm-hmm. And she can't just get that because his mom is mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On his behalf. So, I mean, it's so crazy because Adam has completely disappeared from social media. Yeah. And, you know, like, he completely just fell off. He's off the show. He's off social media. He's, like, rarely seen in public. I mean, we used to always have, like, all his girlfriends speaking out and none of that now.
Yeah.
So it's just, like.
I did a story recently that he's off his probation, technically.
Yeah.
No more court rules to follow. I mean, it's been a year. Like, just a year ago, he was arrested and had all this legal trouble. It hasn't been that long.
Yeah.
I mean, a year for Adam is, like, 20 years in
real life. Yeah. He may have the longest rap sheet of any of the Teen Moms.
I think, do you remember when I ordered his background check from Minnehaha?
Yeah.
And it was, like, 72 pages?
Yeah. I was trying to do, like, a gallery or something, like, five years ago of all his arrests. I could not keep track. It's impossible. Because it's, like, all the different counties. And I think in just one, in Minnehaha County, it was, like, 20 arrests, maybe more than that. And that was five years ago.
That's insane.
And he was young. I mean, he's, like, 30 now? 31?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
30? Wait, he was born? I remember this randomly. I think he was born in 1990, so that would make him
30, yeah.
How old was he? When was he? 1989, you said?
I think it was 1990.
1990?
How old is
he? 29.
So he's like 29 years old.
Yeah. He was born January 1st.
So he's been arrested. Yeah. I was going to say that, but I didn't want you guys to think I'm crazy then.
He's a New Year's baby.
Yeah, it's January 1st, 1990. I want
to
say it is because I feel like I constantly was looking it up. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if there's hope for him. It'd be amazing. I mean, we all like a comeback story.
Yeah.
I'm willing to forgive personally. I'm sure Adam doesn't care about my forgiveness.
I'll never forget on the reunion show. Take that right around. What did he say? You can publish that right around
live.com. Oh, hated it so much.
His text to Dr. Drew that Dr. Drew read.
No, he said it.
Did he?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to find it. He was talking to Dr. Drew, and he's like, you can publish that RaiderOnline.com.
And it was like, Teresa's sitting there like,
I will.
To Gina.
Happily, Adam.
Yeah, actually, publish.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. He definitely loves you guys.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So.
He blocks me on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think I'm blocked as well, but he doesn't have an active account that I'm aware of right now.
I don't know. It's him. He blocked me. Justin Anderson hates my guts. David Easton blocked me. I think that's it. Just two.
Not
just
bad.
Two. Mackenzie blocked me.
Yeah. I mean, quite
Kara
a list.
Blocked me.
Yeah. Oh, poor Teresa. Poor me. But
very nice.
But yeah, I agree with you guys. Hopefully Adam gets his act together. Maybe
not waiting on that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold my breath on that, but you never know. But yeah, it was a good season finale, I think.
I think it was boring. I'm sorry.
It was more exciting than usual.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. From, like, past episodes, it was good. But, Gina.
Gina! Any final words?
Yeah. For your work kids. I remember our first podcast, Gina posted it on her Facebook, and she's like, so proud of my work kids. Here's their new podcast.
Aww. Oh, my God. I don't think I've posted since I rarely post
probably
about work.
That was and we were like, oh.
It's been an honor and a privilege to discuss Teen Mom with you over the past couple years.
Yeah, for me, it was like almost four years. We've been talking about it when I started.
Well, this podcast has been, 2 years?
Yeah, the podcast, 2 years.
Two years. Oh,
almost,
my gosh.
Yeah.
It's coming up like a year and a half right now, I think.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's been so much fun. This is so sad. Won't be the same.
Okay. All right. Signing off.
Yes. All right, guys. That is all we have for this week's episode. Make sure you check back next week for even more Teen Mom drama. Bye.
Bye.